Can you believe that we're only on chapter one? Obsession saved my life, and I believe it will save yours. For you to understand how I became successful and how I learned about this amazing power of owning, like embracing your obsessions, I first need to show you how denying my obsessions almost ruined my life. That's right. I denied the obsessions and it almost killed me, literally, physically killed me. It's not a pretty story, but I must tell you, it's a real story. It happened to me. It's not a story of drama or to pull heartstrings or to get you to feel connected to me. This is what happened to Grant Cardone. And I wouldn't be surprised if you find some parallels to your own life and mine. Look, the roots of my obsession, I didn't have a father who led me to the land of the rich. He didn't talk to me about becoming a millionaire. He couldn't lend me $1 million for my first real estate deal. He didn't assist me with country club connections, political connections. He didn't introduce me to the important people in the city. He never showed me the ways of business. He couldn't. See, my parents were the children of Italian immigrants who came to this country, came to America in the early 1900s. My grandfather was a shipbuilder. My other grandfather never had papers to live in America. My dad, Curtis Lewis Cardone Sr., was the first in his family to even attend college. He was an ambitious young man, I would find out later, who had the entrepreneurial spirit. He even had that millionaire, I want to be a millionaire thing going on. He believed the American dream was within his reach. Remember, this is 50 years ago. He wanted to be part of the middle class coming from poverty. He started his entrepreneurial adventure in a little grocery store with my mother. They operated it together. My dad was obsessed with one thing at that time. He was obsessed with the idea that it was his responsibility to take care of his family, that taking care of family was his first duty. From a very early age, I got that my dad's intention, I got, without him ever telling me, his number one mission in life was to provide for his family. I didn't know until later that he also had this ambition to be rich. He wanted, at the early times of his life, to put a roof over his head, his wife's head, and his kid's head, to make sure we had food, clothes, and an education. A few years before I was born, my dad took on an ambitious plan to start his own life insurance company with a couple of partners.